pretty day for a ride.
Singing the same old cowboy song that's been sung 100
Gonna wake you up nice and slow and easy this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning.
Ain't got nothing but my name.
Gonna invite you into my house, Rosie's house. For the next 4 hours, we'll bring you a power-packed, information-crammed show. Got my wife, Miss Jennifer, in the studio with this morning. Good morning, darling.
Good morning.
Romy's on the call screening station here the first hour, 7 o'clock. If you hear us talking about anything in particular you'd like to join the conversation, don't hesitate to join us. Just butt in on our conversation like you walked in our back door and sit down and have a cup of coffee with us. The number's 1-888-767-4348. Our engineer, Mike Reisch, is on hand and prepared to make sure I don't make any mistakes with pushing the wrong buttons. And Jennifer and I are celebrating week two of empty nesting, the start of week three.
Okay.
Right?
Feels like longer than that.
Yeah. Dropped our baby daughter, number six, off at college a couple weeks ago. And people keep asking me, how do you like empty nesting? I said, I don't know. People keep calling and dropping by the house. I have no idea what empty nesting is yet.
I think this is our first weekend. Nothing on the books.
Everybody's checking on us constantly. Man.
Are you lonely yet? Are you lonely yet?
I'll tell you one thing. We got home driving in from Taos, New Mexico, and we knew the refrigerator and the cupboards were completely bare at home. So we decided, well, let's just stop at the Safeway there and grab a few things and, you know.
Maybe like 3 days worth.
Yeah, just enough to get through because we knew it was going to be busy when we got back, you know, just kind of catching up. We'd been gone a couple weeks. That little short shopping trip lasted like 8 days.
We had leftovers four times. I can do it once.
How do you, you experience empty nesters. How do you shop? It's going to be a whole new learning curve.
Well, I tell you what, when we figure it out, we'll save enough money we can pay for Carol's college.
It seems that way. I mean, our weekly grocery bill is going to be cut in like a tenth. I mean, you used to walk down the aisle with two baskets, you know, all right, let's get, you know, fill one of them with Gatorades, the others with cereal, and that, man, you can't even buy a loaf of bread small enough for two people.
I've never seen my refrigerator so empty.
If you're not a big bread eater, I mean, you gotta freeze the bread. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
It's very, very peculiar around our house. Even the dogs. I mean, it used to be when we had so many people in the house all the time, if I was late in a business meeting or stuck somewhere, so I could just call the house, find out who's there, and say, hey, could you feed the dogs for me? I'm going to be a little late. You've lost all that flexibility now. You have to be home to feed the dogs.
What I'm missing is my helper bees, too. Nobody to sweep the pool, mow the lawn, mop the floor. It's all on us.
Man, oh man. You were reading a comedian the other night that was talking about empty nesting a little bit, right?
Yeah, this is Robin Fox. She says, now that the kids have moved on, I have two unoccupied kids' rooms in my house. I don't call them that. I prefer to call them rent-free storage facilities. I got two rooms full of two decades worth of stuff they insist they need until they have a bigger place of their own. Only thing missing is a couple of dead cats, and then we could be on Hoarders.
You know, we were kind of fortunate that way. Carol didn't leave us with much stuff. It was a couple of Tupperware boxes we put in long-term storage, and boom. We got a completely empty room right now.
Well, it wasn't just boom. She was the only one who had her own room for 10 years. There was a lot of stuff in there. I told her, I said, either it's going to be empty, and it's either give it away, store it, or take it with you. So it's the first time we've had an empty bedroom ever.
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 Since our apartment at ASU in 1978.
That's 36 years. So something I didn't know, Romy, we went to church for the first time alone together a couple weeks ago, and walked up, and one of my favorite young pastors was standing there, and I said, hey, this is our very first time to church as empty nesters. And he looked right at Dad and said, oh, you've been walking around in your underwear? I was like, how did you know? That's like the first thing that guys do. Who knew that? Chores in the underwear? Breakfast in the underwear? Who knew that you were really missing that for all those years?
Well, I was sure glad it was one of your favorite pastors that
Not sure
that.
We...
You know, it proves it's normal.
Really needed to share any of that on the air.
pretty funny. That was his first comment.
Do you know how much free time we're going to have? What are you going to do with it? I mean, I've read 2 books in 2 weeks.
Awesome.
I mean, it used to take me like, you know, a month to read a book.
I don't know yet.
I'm going to start drawing again, I think. I'm going to set the drawing easel up in the garage.
Lots of things to catch up on.
Golly. Well, boy, we've got a lot going on in today's show. Jennifer and I kind of adjusting to the empty nesting lifestyle is going to be really peculiar. And, you know, a lot of our remodeling clients are going through the same thing or have gone through it. I mean, I met 2 clients this week that want some area of their home remodeled to bring mom and dad home, to bring them to the property. And I met 2 other clients just this week that were trying to decide if we're even going to stay in the house or not because they were downsizing. And then I got a phone call from someone I visited with 3 weeks ago who wanted to accomplish a few things at their house. And I gave them the quote. They said, well, we didn't want to spend that much. So we're going to sell the house and find something we like. So then they contacted a realtor, and they looked around, and they said, Rosie, everything out there is going to need to be adjusted to be exactly what we like, and then we've got to go through selling the house, buying the house.
Lots of cost involved with that.
You know, all the closing costs and the mortgage origination and the commissions. So he called us back, and he said, no, why don't you – we changed our mind. Just come on over here, and let's get this remodeling done. We're going to stay right here. So it's what a lot of people are going through right now, and, you know, we're still filling in living rooms. We're dealing with one of the most peculiar remodeling projects we've ever had to estimate. The house had a raised platform. You walked in the door, and it's raised. And you go left, and you step down into the living room. You go right, you step down into
a little
bedroom office thing. You go off to the right at an angle, and it's the hallway to the kitchen. Off to the left at an angle, and it's the hall to the bedroom. And once you walk in the house, you can't go any direction without stepping down.
Is that a one of a kind? That's just
no. It's fairly typical. And the homeowner is in a situation she doesn't want to negotiate those steps all the time. The only problem is the way they built the house. Every wall on that raised platform is load bearing. So Stan and I have spent hours dreaming up how are we going to remove the concrete underneath load-bearing walls.
She may end up moving.
She may end up. So,
those sunken living rooms, we probably get a call a week, wanting those sunken,
fill them in. And the atrium tubs. Nuke it, get rid of it, give me a walk-in or roll-in shower. Doing a lot of that. So we've got an interview coming up with Ron Wolfley. Because now at the front end of football season, we're going to get his take. Romy was able to visit with him earlier. If you know Ron, it's a high energy, high information loaded segment. It's going to be a lot of fun. 8 o'clock, we've got John J. Harper coming in. We'll be talking, of course, about lawn and gardens and anything you're trying to tackle around your house as it relates to trees or shrubs or vegetable gardens.
8 o'clock only, though, because after he leaves, we don't answer those questions.
Yeah, you don't want...
Once
the garden expert leaves the building, then we have to move the topic into...
structure.
Projects around your house, home, castle, or cabin. And we're going to talk a little bit about this topic about should I stay or should I go? What are all the things you need to consider in determining, do I stay at this address or do, in fact, I go try and find something that works better? And then at 10 o'clock, we're going to have experts and professionals from the Arizona Paint Company come in, and we're going to have a detailed conversation about do-it-yourself painting tips and tricks. If you're getting ready to try and tackle a particular paint project around your house, you've got to tune in for 10 o'clock because we'll have the experts here talking to you about real tips on how to mask and how to protect and how to cut in straight lines and what the right tools to use are and what are the right protocol and procedures for getting good coverage on a wall surface.
And so, isn't this like the perfect time of year?
It is.
To be able to do that, you can open up the house a little bit and it dries quick.
It absolutely is. So you've got to stay tuned. We've got all of that scheduled for you today. And what else have we got going on?
Hey, you named it. I got something for you, though.
Okay.
as we exit out. Rosie's new theme song. We're going to have to start opening the broadcast with this on a regular basis.
Only you guys would find that. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it was the first thing that came to my mind.
It well, must be a guy thing. I've never even heard that before.
You think Willie will record this for Shotgun Rosie? Yes, so stay tuned. This next segment, we have Ron Wolfley that was in studio with us this week, getting you ready for Cardinals season. It's a very, very highly anticipated. I don't know. I remember the Cardinals being this highly touted.